Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. You know, we hear it every morning in this recession, the voice of a man fighting for his job.
I am as disgusted about it as you are. And I think it's absolutely critical as we go forward that we put in a new system that will make sure that when a firm does not succeed in the marketplace, that it fails.
The man in this case was Ben Bernanke. He, of course, is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he showed up at a town hall meeting in Kansas City to face tough questions from people who are talking about the economy and are thinking about the economy as we all are. But the question is it a teachable moment for Americans trying to learn about the recession, or is it a campaign by Ben Bernanke to fight for his job? His term as Fed chairman expires in January. It's a question of tactics. It's also a question of learning about the economy. And Edmund Andrews, New York Times economics reporter, joins us now from Kansas City. This was an unprecedented moment of public access for a Federal Reserve chief, and maybe it's not Ben Bernanke style, but certainly the chairman of the Federal Reserve is not known for being forthcoming to the press, especially at a town meeting. How did this play out?
Well, I think this was an extraordinary moment in the Fed's evolution toward being a more open institution. Bernanke feels that he must get out there and communicate much more than the Fed has traditionally done, partly because the Fed is doing so many more things and has so much more to explain for itself. It's not just raising or lowering interest rates anymore. It's getting in the middle of rescues of failing financial institutions and it's stepping in to lend money where banks have not been able to do so. So there's a lot going on there. But also the Fed is in an institutional struggle right now as the Obama administration and the Congress figure out how to overhaul the system of financial regulation. And depending on how that reform takes place, the Fed would end up either gaining or losing power, or both, depending on the mix of moves.
Well, it's a classic sort of interagency turf battle in Washington. It's just unusual that the Fed would ever be involved in such a thing, since it's so sort of insulated from the traditional machinations of Washington. Let's talk about Bernanke himself for a moment. He is trained as a teacher. I mean, listen to this, and let's assess how he did with just regular folks asking questions.
I was not going to be the Federal Reserve chairman who presided over the Second Great Depression. And for that reason, I had to hold my nose and stop those firms from failing.
Edmund Andrews of the New York Times, is he good with students if the students are American taxpayers?
The people that I talked to last night seemed fairly pleased with his answers, and a lot of them said that he spoke very clearly and made his job comprehensible to them. But whether this really gets traction with voters at large, with the public at large, is kind of hard to say.
We should say it's not organized by him. I mean, he did show up. It was organized by PBS. It's going to be rolled out all week as part of a special on the NewsHour on PBS. If he is in a battle for his job, it's with Larry Summers, correct? Not with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. And again, we're speculating as to whether he's actually in a battle for his job, right?
Well, you do get the feeling he would like to stay in that job and be nominated for another term as chairman. No question about that. He has never said it. The question almost came up last night, but not quite, and he didn't have to answer it, and he didn't, whether he wanted to stay in. But we assume that he would like another term if it was offered to him. And, there's a presumption that Larry Summers, the director of the White House National Economic Council, would be one of his chief rivals,
right,
for that.
Well, Edmund Andrews, thank you very much. Covering the Kansas City town meeting of Ben Bernanke, he's a New York Times economics reporter, and he joined us from Kansas City.